Your tributes this morning to the late, great Sam Neill have been incredibly moving. Thank you for sharing your memories and your stories. News of Neill's sudden death yesterday at the age of 78 has been felt right around the world. He gave us so many unforgettable performances, from Jurassic Park and the piano to Peaky Blinders. But away from the cameras, he found his greatest peace on his beloved farm in New Zealand. Earlier this year, he announced the good news that he was in remission after battling blood cancer. His family has since said his death was sudden and unexpected, but that he remained cancer-free. So today we're remembering not just an extraordinary actor, but a beautiful person whose warmth and wit and talents touched millions. David Wenham is a fellow actor and friend of Sam Neill, and I spoke to him a bit earlier and asked how he described his friend Sam.
Loyal, kind, generous, cheeky, naughty, mischievous. But I think the best description I could give of Sam is the fact that he was a good man. He was truly a good man. He saw the good, the potential good in pretty much everybody. And he loved being around people. And, you know, that's why the reaction around the world has been what it is because of the way that he actually did touch and affect so many people.
What do you think it was about him that allowed him to telegraph that relatability through the screen, through his television appearances, to make him so beloved?
It's a really interesting question, because I'd known Sam for, I think, 30 years. I met him on a film called Molokai 30 years ago, and we had been friends ever since. But I saw Sam sort of change over that period of time as well. And initially, 30 years ago, he was actually much more reserved and private. And then over the period of the last 30 years, he changed exponentially in terms of just opening himself up and opening himself up to the world and to people at large. And then there was really no filters. And he, I think, just relished that, the fact that the interplay between people, irrespective of who they were in society, sort of fueled him. He had a curiosity about people, had a curiosity about life. And I think that's what kept him going.
Do you think that was an intentional opening up for someone who maybe naturally was a bit more reserved, by the sounds of it?
I don't think it was intentional so much. I think it was something that just occurred over time. I think it was probably more unconscious, and it just evolved as he worked with more people. And, yeah, his friendship circle certainly got larger as time went on. I don't think it was intentional.
So we know the characters that he plays and how he presents himself on his social channels and all those sorts of things, but you've worked with him and are a friend. What didn't we see?
He was very mischievous, and that was great. And, you know, his friends sort of relished that, and the stories that Sam would regale us with were always fun. The interesting thing about Sam, in terms of just his working life, he was a really, really gifted actor. And what I worked with him as well as a director. He directed me once. I did two telemovies, and I was directed by two New Zealand icons, one by Sam Neill and one by John Clarke. And they formed a film company to actually make these two telemovies. So it was one of the great gifts of my life to work with both of those men. And the one that John directed, Sam actually acted in as well. But Sam as a director, not many people realise that before Sam was an actor, he was actually an editor in New Zealand, and he worked on documentaries. So when he made the step or leap over the celluloid onto the other side, he had an insight into filmmaking that very few actors actually gain. So when he was on set throughout his life, he could see the bigger picture of what he was doing. A lot of actors step on set and they're only really interested in their character and what they're doing in the moment. Sam could remove himself from that and actually see the bigger picture, which made him a really interesting actor, because he may see things that other people in the scene wouldn't see, and he'd just very subtly suggest that people change things because he knew that it would be for the better of the scene.
How do you hope he's remembered?
I don't need to hope. I know that he's remembered as a great man. You know, he is. He was a great artist, and he's remembered as such. I heard today on the radio, I think somebody mentioned 150 films or whatever. I got on IMDb Pro, which is the movie base.
Oh, that's the pro one. Is that
it's the special
actors
one
only?
That people in their business get to have a look at. And I think he's got 345 credits. And that drove him. It gave him purpose. It gave him a real desire to keep going because he was never... As I say, he was always curious. He always wanted to play as an actor. He was very childlike in that regard. How do I think he's remembered? Well, he's remembered as a genuinely, wonderfully warm, supportive, funny, loving individual. Yeah, a truly great man.
That breakthrough to mainstream Hollywood through Jurassic Park, was that unusual for actors from down under at the time?
It was probably at the... Prior to Sam, I don't know, Mel Gibson was probably the first one that really broke through with Mad Max and whatever. But Sam was there in the early days breaking through. And then, you know, Nicole Kidman was a couple of decades after and whatever, and they worked together on Dead Calm. But, his career went stratospheric very, very early.
Well, David, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Absolute pleasure.
That's David Wenham, actor and friend to the late Sam Neill. Thank you for your texts on paying tribute to Sam Neill. One says, adored Sam not only in all his movies, but he was just such a lovely man. Kind, gentle, thoughtful, and we needed his positivity so much these days. Sadly missed already. A real treasure. Well, if you needed any more proof that he was a beautiful man, have a listen to this. It's a short video that Sam Neill shared some time ago for the 10,000 Dreams project by filmmaker Fraser Groot. This is Sam Neill's dream world.
Do I have a dream? I think I'd like a night where there's no dreams. I'd like a morning when I wake up and there's really nothing on the news, when everything just returns to dull and there's nothing to report and there's no pestilence and there's no war and there's no aggression and people are just leaving it alone and getting on with each other. Wouldn't that be nice? The surf is 3 foot high today. Chickens are laying in central Otago, New Zealand. The football will be played as usual on Saturday. Someone might win, but probably everyone will just have a draw. There's nothing happening. That's my dream. It's just be nice.
Sam Neill for the 10,000 Dreams project by filmmaker Fraser Groot. And your text again, Danielle says, was there ever a more beautiful, gracious, intelligent, compelling and understatedly brilliant actor than Sam Neill, who could be the most kind, consistent character one moment, then devastate you with fright? You can just clearly see how beautiful a man on the planet can be, and the planet needs a lot more men like Sam Neill. What a loss. In 2023 and his battle, he even lowered himself to respond to a nobody like me on Instagram when I sent him love. He's the epitome of light and love, and also plumbed the depths of everything necessary in the trajectory of the soul via acting.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.